Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Jesus, for one more day. Yes, God is real. He's real in our souls. And we got a beautiful, beautiful lesson for you today. We thank God for you, you and you. We thank God for all of our sponsors, and we thank God for just being who he is, God all by himself. He don't need us. We need him. Thank you, Jesus. Let's get that straight right now. We need Jesus. People need the Lord. Thank you, God. We have a wonderful lesson for you today. Verbal prayer brings quick financial help. Verbal prayer brings quick financial help. Thanks be to God. And if you'd like to have a copy of this, you can write to me, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. That's P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. God is truly good, and we thank God for Jesus. We thank God for you, you, and you. And he is on the throne. Yes, God is in charge. No matter what's going on, no matter what's happening, no matter what's being said on the news, God is in charge. Thank you, Jesus. We got to trust and believe in the almighty living God. We thank God for sending his only begotten son who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins, past, present, and future. He know what you're going to do next year. He know where you're going to be next year. He know your thoughts. He knows the number of hairs on your head. Thank God. Let's go to the Word of God, Psalm 91. And I pray that you have your Bibles. We thank God for our tablets, our cell phones, our computers. We thank God for our laptops. But I want you all to always have a Bible where you can flip those pages. It makes a difference. Glory be to God. There's anointing in flipping those pages. We don't know who's operating these cell phones and laptops and computers. But you know when you got that Word of God in front of you, where you can flip those pages, it makes a difference. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 91. Remember, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and even for a snack. This is our psalm of protection. I want you to keep it open in your home. Yes, the Bible. Keep a copy of the Bible open. Psalm 91. Protection of you and your family and your home. Keep it open in your bedroom, your kitchen, your living room area. Or if you have one room, keep it open in that one room. On Psalm 91. Be to God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of fowler and from the nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that floweth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. My God, my God, my God. Only with thine eyes should thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon thou shalt trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he have known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. This is the hour of salvation. Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. All you got to do is invite him in. Remember, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He will not force himself on you. Receive him today, right now. Those of you that have not given your life to Christ, receive him right now. Repent of your sins. Turn away from your wicked way of living. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But thanks be to God for his son who suffered and bled on the cross for our sins. Repent of your sins today. Repent. Turn away. Invite our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ into your life today. Whosoever call upon in the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's the word of God. Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also thy spear and stab the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. My sisters and brothers, salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. Thanks be to God. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Yes, we have enemies. If you're a man or woman of God, you have enemies. Believe me. But our almighty living God said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's right there in the midst of your persecution. He's right there. When they call you everything but a child of God, he's there with you. He said he'll send us a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they soon shall be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest. Rest in the Lord. And that word rest means keep your mouth shut. Stop telling the enemy all of your plans. My God, rest in the Lord. You can't share all of your blessings with everybody. Everybody's not happy for you. Rest in the Lord. Glory be to God. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who bringeth or prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger. Keep that blood pressure down. Regulate your blood sugar level. See some anger. Get rid of those headaches. See some anger. And forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be what? Cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Yes. The Almighty Living God has an inheritance waiting for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank him for your inheritance right now. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, then shalt thou diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. Pray for those that despitefully use you. God is taking care of them. Uh-huh. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody ought to praise him this morning. Somebody ought to glorify him this morning. The word of God says, for yet a little while. Uh-huh. And for you, it makes you like, oh, God, it's taking you forever to do something about this situation. But God's time is not our time. For yet a little while. And the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek, thanks be to God. But the meek, as I always say, meekness is not a weakness. But the meek shall what? Inherit the earth. It goes for a second time. But the meek shall inherit the earth. And shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Nothing like peace. And the word of God said, abundance of peace. Thank you, Jesus. Abundance of peace. That's so much you can't even count it. Everywhere you go. Abundance of peace. In your home. On your job. As you walk the streets. As you walk the road. As you travel in your car, on the train, in the airplane, on the bus, on the jet, God will bless you with abundance of peace. Why? Because you are the peacemaker. Glory be to God. Call upon the name of Jesus. It's nothing like peace. And I believe the word of God. He'll bless you with the abundance of peace. When all types of things are happening going on in this world, God is going to bless you with abundance of peace. And he's not a God that will lie. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. You ain't got to worry about nothing. Why worrying you praying? Trust the word of God. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. You pray about it. And ask God to bless you with an abundance of peace. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Your burdens. Not everybody else's. Remember, you're not God. You pray about it. And take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Some of you have been carrying those burdens too long. Let go and let God. Let go and let God. Thank you, Jesus. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of upright conversation. As I said before, watch your conversations. Are your conversations upright? Are your conversations peaceful? Are your conversations joyful? Are your conversations full of praise for the Almighty Living God? Thanking him and glorifying him and magnifying him and letting someone know how good God is to you, no matter what the situation is, no matter what you're going through, letting someone know that you're trusting God, you're leaning not to your own understanding. You may not understand it, but as the song says, you understand it better by and by. Are your conversations upright? Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little, and I love this verse, a little that a righteous man have is better than the riches of many wicked. You have a lot of unhappy, wicked people. They got everything, but they don't have Jesus. Everything, but they don't have Jesus. My God, my God, my God. What an unhappy life. Not having Jesus in your life. They got the cars. They got the houses. They got the money. They got the bank account. They travel all over the world. They got the nightclubs. Uh-huh. But they don't have Jesus. As the song say, you could have all this world, but give me Jesus. My God, give me Jesus. It's rich in houses and land. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Give me Jesus. Somebody ought to shout that this morning. Give me Jesus. You could have all of this old world, but give me Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for sending your only begotten Son. Thank you, Jesus. You could have came down from that cross, but you didn't. Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name. Give me Jesus. There's something about that name, Jesus. Call upon that name, Jesus. Early in the morning, Jesus. Late at night, Jesus. When you're going through a trial or a tribulation, Jesus. When you don't know what to say, Jesus. You don't know where to go, Jesus, I need your help. I need your sense of direction. Call upon the name of Jesus when you're lying on your sickbed. Call upon the name of Jesus when your children are acting up. Call upon the name of Jesus when your husband is acting up. Call upon the name of Jesus when your wife is acting up. Call upon the name of Jesus, type of disease, and they don't know what to call it. Call upon the name of Jesus when the doctor says you got cancer. Call upon the name of Jesus when you say you got diabetes. Call upon the name of Jesus when the doctor said we can't do anything else. You call upon Jesus. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Call upon the name of Jesus when all hell is breaking out all around you. Call upon the name of Jesus. When that loved one walks out of your life, call upon the name of Jesus when your bank account is on E. Call upon the name of Jesus in every situation in your life. Thank you, Lord, for your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, there's something about that name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't curse anybody out. Call upon the name of Jesus. Maybe you need to tell him you need Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Something about that name, Jesus. When you're riding in your car, just call upon the name of Jesus. Lead me and direct me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Something about that name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's power. There's power. One and working power. Yes, it is. Jesus Christ. We invite you into our life this morning. We invite you into our conversations. Jesus. We need you. We can't live without you. Thank you, Jesus. Marinade on that name, Jesus. Take a bite, that name, Jesus. Chew on that name, Jesus. Then swallow it. My God, my God. That name, Jesus. As the song say, he's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. A little that the righteous man have is better than the riches of many of the wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord knoweth. But the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. He's upholding you. Yes, he is. Someone saying, I think he forgot about me. No, he hasn't. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you, even in your trials and tribulations. Those that are in prison, behind the prison walls, innocent, he said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Even those that are guilty, you can call upon the name of Jesus and ask that he forgive you of your sins. Because the word of God says he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. And say it with a sincere heart. Thank you, God. That's the kind of God that we serve. He is a forgiving God. He's a loving God. He's a God that will never forsake you. When father and mother forsake you, then God will take you up. Thanks be to God. Cry out to the Almighty Living God today. Tomorrow might be too late. He's with you right there in that prison cell. He's with you right there as you lie on your sick bed. He's with you right there as you go into surgery. He's with you. Yes, he is, my sisters and my brothers. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. What a mighty God we serve. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be what? Forever. That's the word of God for the people of God. Inheritance shall be forever. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Yes, this is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD, PhD. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. We are praying for you, West Germany, South Africa, Guyana, Venezuela, El Salvador, Honduras, England, London, Paris, France. We are praying for you, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia Beach, Virginia. We are praying for you, Miami, Florida. We are praying for you. Yes, we are. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. We want to hear your prayer requests. We want to pray for you. We're praying 24 hours around the clock. Send us your praise report. I thank God I've heard some praise reports. This is miracle working season. We thank God for the miracles that are taking place in your life. A miracle worker, yes, he is. And he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Thank God. He's an on-time God. He may not come when you think he should come, but he's always on time. United Kingdom of St. Michael, we are praying for you. Bishop Tanya Hart, Apostle Earl Hart, we are praying for you. God is keeping you. God is delivering you. God is healing you. He will make a way out of no way. Without the shadow of a doubt. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Blessings is coming. Blessings are unfolding. Billy Davis, we are praying for you. We are praying, hallelujah, glory be to God. Apostle Murray Davis Edwards. Yes, we are praying for you, Billy Edwards. Yes, we are. God is able. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. Won't he do it? Wherever you are, God is with you, and he is working miracles. This is miracle working season, Shanita Kelly. Yes, it is. Miracle working season. Receive your miracles for you and your entire family. Dariel, Rael, Kelly, God is working miracles. Diamond Tickle, God is working miracles. Call upon the name of Jesus. Desmond Stewart, call upon the name of Jesus. He will work it out. Ricky Hightower, Maddie Hightower, Rhonda Hightower, trust in God. Lean not to thy own understanding. He will lead you and direct your path. Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor, God is with you every step of the way. Pastor Rosie Cobia and your family and your church family, we are praying for you. Thanks be to God. Rosie Traham, God is a healer. God is a way maker. Surrender to the almighty living God. Thank you, Jesus. Sheree Williams, Dwayne Williams Sr., Dwayne Williams Jr., we are praying for you. God is able. Yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus. We are praying for the entire family. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. We're praying for the Logan family, the Haney family, Mary Robinson. We're praying for you. He's a keeper. Yes, he will. Touch mind, body, spirits, and souls. Mother Annie Green, we're praying for you. Touch our seniors right now in the name of Jesus. Mother Nita, we're praying for you. Glory, hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Touch our seniors, Father God. Put a hedge of protection all around our mothers, Father God, our grandmothers, our great-grandmothers. Put a hedge of protection all around them. Let no weapon form against them prosper. And we plead the blood of Jesus against anyone or anything that will try to hurt, harm, or danger our mothers that are still in the land of the living. You bless them with 80 years, 90 years, some are even 100. And you ought to thank God and praise God for our mothers and fathers and grandparents and great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents that are still in the land of the living, able to walk, able to talk, able to see a little bit, able to raise their hands. Thank you, Jesus. Let their latter days be their blessed days. Let us bless them and thank God for them and not burden them with our worries. Lift up those that are still in the land of the living, 80 years, 90 years, 100. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing them to be in the land of the living. And lift up those that are on their sick beds, Father God. Send forth healing into their mind, body, spirit, and soul right now in the name of Jesus. Comfort them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let them know that they're not alone, that you're with them every step of the way. We love our seniors, Father God. We thank you for sending your angels of mercy and grace all around them, your angels of healing. Thank you right now for protecting them from seen and unseen danger. Glory be to God. What a mighty God we serve. We pray for our President of the United States, Joe Biden. Thank you for his healing. Touch his mind. Bless his wife, Dr. Jill Biden. We pray for Carmela Harris, Father God, and her husband. Touch our leaders, Father God, all over the world, kings and queens, ambassadors, presidents. We pray, Father God, that the spirit of the almighty living God will fall upon them in the name of Jesus. Touch their minds, regulate their minds. You are a mind regulator and a heart fixer. They need you to intercede. We pray for all of our intercessory prayer warriors that are praying all night long, all day long. Strengthen them and guide them and lead them. Thanks be to God. We lift up Apostle Murray Davis Edwards, Father God. Sister Tina and Diane, we pray, Father God, that you will strengthen them as they go through, Father God, this season. Thanks be to God. We pray for our youth, Father God, that are going back to school. Send teachers, Father God, that will be faithful to teach our children. Protect them, Father God, in the schools. Keep out the guns and the weapons, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let our children go back into the schools safely, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come against that spirit of destruction, taking lives, innocent lives. We come against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We know that you're able and you can do it because you don't give us that spirit of fear, but of a sound mind. Be with us and guide us and lead us and protect us in times like these. We need a Savior, and we need you right now, Father God. We lift up Burdetta Washington and her family in its entirety. Thanks be to God. Pastor Linda Smith of Road to Light Ministry, Father. Thank you for our healing right now in the name of Jesus. Pastor Tammy Caesar, we're praying for you and your family in its entirety. Apostle Joanne Farley, we're praying for you in Christ Institution Baptist Church. God is able. Tiffany, we're praying for you as you prepare for your ordination. We thank God for calling you and you accepting that call. We thank you, Father God, right now for Marvin. Bless him. Be with him. Guide him and lead him. Touch Marvin right now in the name of Jesus, wherever he may be. Touch him right now, Father God. Thanks be to God. Marvin Farley, we are praying for you. God is able. Let him lead and direct you. Then, Brother Marvin Harrington, we are praying for you right now. Heal his body, his mind, his spirit, and his soul. Sister Eva, we are praying for you. God is able. Sister Greta, we are praying for you and all the postal workers in the name of Jesus. Thanks be to God. Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, we are praying for you and your wife, Deaconess Gwen. The Body of Christ, New Union Baptist Church, we are praying for you. Gospel Tabernacle Church, we are praying for you. Bishop Reginald Kennedy and your wife, First Lady Kennedy, we are praying for you. Thanks be to God. Minister Sharon, we are praying for you. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Minister Barbara Duffy and your family in its entirety. Deaconess Mamie Duffy, we are praying for you. Strengthen her, guide her, lead her, and direct her. We thank you, Father God, right now. Minister McFadden, we are praying for you. God is able. He will keep you and guide you. In times like these, God is still able. Send a fresh anointing upon your people right now. Those that are under the sound of my voice, Father God, bless them with a fresh anointing. Whatever they stand in need of, make a way out of no way. Work a miracle for, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Apostle Margie Mercy, yes, God is able. He will keep you and guide you and lead you and direct you. Thank you, glory be to God. Dr. Ron Green, God is a healer. Yes, he is. Sister Jill, God will lead and direct your path. He will open the doors and the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you can't contain. We're praying for all of those in nursing homes, in the hospital, behind the prison walls. We're praying for you in your homes. Those that are walking the streets all night long, touch their minds right now. Regulate their minds, Father God, that you'll give them a mind stayed on thee, that they will want to go into a place to stay, a room, an apartment, a house, a hotel. Bless them right now. Regulate their minds, Father God. Regulate their minds, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they'll want to get off the streets. We thank you right now for regulating their minds, that they'll be obedient to the Spirit of God and trust you and yield to you. In the name of Jesus, clean up our streets right now. We thank you, Father God, for the rain, for the sunshine. We thank you, Father God, for replenishing the earth. We pray for our farmers that are working faithfully in the heat. We thank you, Father God, for replenishing the earth right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that are going through something with the floods, Father God. Touch their hearts, their minds, their spirits, and their souls. Provide them with what they stand in need of. California going through the fires, Father God. Touch right now. Send forth a healing upon this land. We know that you're a way maker. We know, Father God, that you will provide everything that we need. And we thank you right now for touching all of our leaders in our churches, that they will preach the word and live the word, the unadulterated word of the Almighty Living God. We pray for our Archbishop Alamasi and King Alamasi. We pray, Father God, for their vision. Father God, we pray for our leadership, all of our pastors, our archbishops, our chief apostles, our apostles, pastors, deacons and deaconess, trustees, our leadership, Father God. They need to hear from you and hear from you and walk by faith and not by sight. Touch them one by one, individually and collectively. We pray for the body of Christ because you said that judgment will begin in the house of the Lord. And we thank you right now, Father God, for those that are obedient to the word of God. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory on this day, this hour, this moment, this second. We thank you right now that you pour out your spirit upon all flesh, and great and mighty things will happen. Because you said that we shall do a greater work ye shall do in times like these. Men and women of God, the word of God said you will do a greater work, the word of God, for the people of God. Trust and never doubt. He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Thanks be to God. Anyone can pray. Anyone can get results who dares to pray the prayer of decree. And you know, I always say I decree and declare. This is true because prayer power is centralized at the root of the tongue. Uh-huh. Watch what you say. You want power? Positive. The scriptures. God, you said that you are my shepherd and I shall not want. God, you said by your stripes I am healed. God, you said death and life are in the power of the tongue, explained Solomon in the Proverbs 18:21. It's in the word of God. Because prayer power is centralized at the root of the tongue, the ancients believed that the word must be tried. Uh-huh. A lot of you said, I don't believe that. Mm-hmm. They believe that your words must be tried, Holy Spirit. I don't know why they just can't believe it. So they believe that the words must be tried and tasted before it become powerful. That is not enough just to say the scriptures, but that you should eat your decrees. Eat. 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 Uh-huh. Are you hungry for the word of God? Eat your decrees. Take a bite. A few words. Taste and see if the Lord is good. Take a bite. The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. A few words. Then chew. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Take a bite. A few words. Then chew. Chew on it. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Assimilate. Think about them. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Take a bite. Only a few words, not the whole chapter, then chew on it. Assimilate. Think about them. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Swallow. Digest. Meditate upon them. The word then becomes flesh. The word then becomes flesh and dwells among you as results. John 1:14. You never thought about it that way, did you? The word then becomes flesh. Take a bite. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. A few words. Then chew, assimilate, think about them, swallow, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, digest, meditate upon them, the word then becomes flesh, and dwell among you as a result. John 1:14. To speak forth words of life, prosperity, success, happiness, and peace over and over releases an atomic vibration. These words, or those words, then move in the ethers to form the conditions described right out of the omnipresent intelligence of the almighty universe. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The scriptures are simple, an easy method of prayer. It is a handle of power, which anyone can take hold of and then produce satisfying results. The word of God, I want to share this with you this morning. A shopkeeper in England suddenly found herself in dire financial circumstances. She owed a considerable amount of money on a business property. The mortgager of this property had passed away, and his heirs wanted to settle the estate. They notified her that she must pay off her indebtedness or be sold out. And somebody's going through this morning. She wished to retain her property, but she did not have the money to meet their demands. Realizing that the prayers of affirmation or the prayers of scriptures made firm one's good, she began affirming, "All financial doors are now open to me. All financial channels are now free to me. Divine substance now appropriately manifest for me. Thank you, Jesus." In other words, I could do all things through Christ who strengthened me. God is able. God is able. Make firm one's good. She began affirming, "All financial doors are now open to me. All financial channels are now free to me. Divine substance appropriately manifest for me." A manifestation and a move of the Holy Spirit is working in your life today, my sisters and my brothers. All financial doors are opening for you. Thank you, Jesus. All financial channels are now free. Divine substance now appropriately manifest for you, you, and you. And it's not going to come the way that you expect it to come. It's going to come another way. Right, Sister Bernadette Washington? Praise God. A completely different way. God's ways are not your ways. God's thoughts are not your thoughts. He's going to send something completely different that you wasn't expecting. He's going to send somebody that you never expected to open a door for you, to bless you. Uh-huh. We look for it one way, and God is going to send it another way. Promotion comes neither from the north, the south, the east, or the west, but promotion comes from God. Thank you, Jesus. As she continued in her affirmative prayer, at the 11th hour, don't give up. Don't give up. Hold on to the 11th hour. Hold on. At the 11th hour, a stranger walked into her shop. While he browsed through the merchandise, they began to talk. Their conversation revealed that he was a bank manager. Although her own bank had refused her loan, her own bank had refused her loan. Watch out. This bank manager offered the services of his bank to cover her financial needs. Uh-huh. It's not going to come from the person you expect for it to come from. God will send somebody completely different. Somebody you don't even know. Be careful how you entertain strangers. It may be an angel in disguise. Thus, the right financial door opened, but only after she what? Decreed it verbally and definitely and believed it and trust God. Trust God. You're overcomers. We're not survivors. We're overcomers. Speak forth your prayers of decree verbally into the ethers at regular daily interviews. I decree and declare God is going to open a financial door for me. I decree and declare that God is going to provide me with the job that I need. I decree and declare that God is going to bless me like I've never been blessed before. I decree and declare that God will heal me, mind, body, spirit, and soul. Think on those things. As you do, your spoken affirmative words move on into the substance of the universe. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. You're one of God's children. You belong to the Almighty Living God. Set up a positive vibration. Set the atmosphere wherever you go. As you walk into the bank, as you walk into the grocery store, you'll find sales like you've never seen before. Thank you, Jesus. Uh-huh. Watch prices go down for you. Watch you pick up the right items in the store, the right clothing, the right food, the right necessities. God is going to bless the prices to go down for you. Thank you, Jesus. Form your good into definite results and manifest it visibly for yourself. Can you see it? Yes, I can. Stop being a doubting Thomas. And stop being around those doubting Thomases. They don't see it because you know what? It's your blessing for you. It's your blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You literally release atomic energy through the spoken decrees of good. 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 Let the good manifest for you. Let the blessings of the Almighty Living God manifest for you. He will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Philip Brooks once said, prayer is not the beseeching of a reluctant God, but the opening of ourselves to God's willingness. Let me say that again. Prayer is not the beseeching of a reluctant God, but the opening of ourselves to God's willingness. Affirmative prayer helps you to do just that. Open your minds, my blessed sisters and brothers, this morning. Open your minds and your heart to God's willingness to shower you with infinite blessings. Your cup will overflow. You won't be able to contain the blessings he has in store for you. Emerson described God as a vast affirmation, and he described prayer as God and man pronouncing his good works. You are God's good works. You were created in the image of God. He created you. He made you. He molded you in the image of God. Thank you, Jesus. A powerful prayer technique is to affirm for every experience in life, positive or negative. Pronounce the word of God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. Thank you, Jesus. Pray the scriptures. Someone said, I don't know how to pray. Open the word of God. Pray the scriptures, my sisters and my brothers. Verbal prayer brings quick financial results. Pray the word of God. God is in charge. Yes, we're going to have some trials and tribulations. He didn't say it was going to be easy, but he's with you. Cry out to the Almighty Living God. He's blessing you financially today. Receive your financial blessing. Receive your overflow. Only what you do for Christ will last. Financial blessings. Financial miracles, This is your season, my sisters and my brothers. Receive them. God is trusting you with his finances. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Continue to be blessed by the almighty living God. God is showering you with blessings that you don't have room enough to contain. And rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. It's not your money. It's God's money. He wants to see if you're going to be a good steward of his finances. Rest in the Lord. Lean not to our own understanding. He will direct your path. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Somebody ought to praise him right now. Verbal prayer brings quick financial help. God is restoring, making brand new, restoration. God is giving back all that you've given out throughout the years. Your work was not being done in vain. Trust God. Trust God. Trust God. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. If you'd like to have a copy of this message, write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Verbal prayer brings quick financial results. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Your Father is rich in houses and land. Thanks be to God. Receive your blessing on today. Hold on until the 11th hour. Don't give up. Overcomer, you keep trying. You keep praying. Don't quit. Don't quit. You're not a loser. You're a winner. Walk in the authority of Jesus Christ. You are an overcomer. You're God's man, God's woman, God's child. God is in the blessing business. Yes, he is. And he is a miracle worker. He worked a miracle for you this morning. You woke up this morning. He started you on your way. Yes, he is a miracle worker. And you are a miracle. In Jesus' name, I decree and declare that you are a miracle. Thank God for you, you, and you. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Send us your prayer requests, your praise reports, and request your beautiful prayer rug. Be blessed in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. God bless you. This is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD, PhD. Be good, be blessed, and receive your miracles on this day because you are a miracle. God bless you real good.